Sponsors of a bill that puts a moment of silence at the top of each day in Florida's public schools say it's about mitigating stress in a hectic world. The bill is cruising through both chambers, but some are warning that it's rooted in Judeo-Christian values.
Recent research proves that few people are able to experience even a moment of quiet reflection before plunging into daily life activities.
House sponsor, Jacksonville Democratic Representative Kimberly Daniels, wants Florida to join the 13 other states which have legislated a moment of silence into the school day.
Our students would be served well during this moment of silence to collect themselves for the day ahead, to make a mental or emotional transition from a hectic situation before school is started.
The bill has been sailing through the House. In the Senate, it awaits its final committee stop. It's being carried by Ocala Republican Dennis Baxley.
So it's really to protect the students' rights, or if they have different beliefs or they have no beliefs, that it's up to them and their parents what the content of a moment of reflection is.
The bill says teachers shall encourage parents to talk with their kids about what that silent moment means to them. Current statute permits what's called a brief meditation period, which would be replaced by a required moment of silence should the measure get signed into law. But Democratic Senator Lori Berman says what's on the books is good enough, giving school districts flexibility.
I'm not sure why we need to actually mandate it. Right now, the districts can do it if it's up to them. So I'm not going to be able to support the bill today.
Some proponents like the bill because it would mandate the moment of silence, not allowing schools to opt out. Others fear the measure would lead to discrimination of students not in Judeo-Christian religions.
I'm concerned for those students who choose not to participate with what might be considered a typical response, especially given the explicit Judeo-Christian roots of this bill.
Devin Graham with the group American Atheists has spoken against the bill in both chambers.
While sponsors assure us that nothing will happen to those kids during those 1 to 2 minutes, I fear for the retribution that will happen when the silence is over. So I can only hope when a student chooses not to bow their heads or close their eyes, who brings the Quran or the Bhagavad Gita into class to read, or chooses to pore over the litanies of Satan, or perform a silent satanic ritual at their desk, that their First Amendment rights would be acknowledged.
Baxley has been working on the bill with Rabbi Schnur Oreichman of Tallahassee's Chabad Lubavitch. Oreichman says he's behind the bill on behalf of more than 200 Chabad centers throughout Florida.
There's no better place than the school where it was faced with, you know, unfortunately schools were faced with a lot of darkness as well, to bring some light into the life of the children and to teach them with this moment of silence to think about other people, to think about the world, think about how they're making this world a better place.
Or Eichmann says, indeed, students can think about God or religion during their moment of silence, but they have the freedom to contemplate anything they want.
The idea is that the parents tell the children, okay, you start the day, think about God, think about, you know, how you can make the world a better place. But this bill takes away the rights from the teachers or the principals to tell them what to think about. So a person who wants to think about nothing can think about nothing. You know, it's a moment of silence. Doesn't tell you what the silence is for, and particularly that's the language of the bill to make it very inclusive.
If it's successful, the measure would go into effect in July of this year. I'm Ryan Daly.